This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say Russia is mustering its military might in the country's Luhansk region. Kyiv suspects the movements are preparation for an offensive in the eastern province as the anniversary of Moscow's invasion approaches. Pope Francis is urging Congo's people to find it in their hearts to forgive those who have harmed them. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Francis made the appeal during a mass before an estimated 1 million people, many spending the night on the vast airfields of Kinshasa's Mudolo Airport. And past the hours before Francis' arrival, singing and dancing. The mass is the Pope's first big event in Congo and comes on a day dedicated to his call for peace and forgiveness in a country racked by decades of violence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris led urgent calls for police reform Wednesday as hundreds gathered in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee for the funeral of Tyree Nichols, the 29-year-old black man whose fatal beating last month shocked the nation.
This is a family that lost their son and their brother through an act of violence at the hands and the feet of people who had been charged with keeping them safe.
Speaking before an audience, including civil rights leaders and family members of Nichols and other black victims of police violence, Harris called for the U.S. Congress to act to curb brutality by law enforcement. The gathering took place at a church in the city of Memphis, Tennessee. Find more on our website, VOA News.